Welcome back, folks. This is that old cop, Jack McLam. You're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of the USA, Idaho County, Idaho, to be more specific. Good to be back with you today, folks. Sorry I ran out of time last night. I had an important subject on, and I've lost time looking at the clock here. I was supposed to look at the clock, and I apologize to Jim in Austin for not picking up his call last night. And so I'm hoping Jim will call back in and be first in the line. Hope he remembers his thoughts from last night. I want to kind of continue on with the thoughts that we were talking about yesterday, how important it is that police officers and soldiers obey their oath, and that they, first of all, know what their oath contains, that they swore to defend the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights and protect the people and their property and so forth. Many, many of our law enforcement and military people don't even know what they swore to, because I was one of those. I took the oath when I was in the military, didn't know what was in it. I'd never read the Constitution as a young 17-year-old. They didn't teach you in school. I guess we had about a week on it and took a quiz at the end of the week. And today, I don't even think they do that in school today, so our police and soldiers usually don't even know what their oath involves when they swore to defend the Constitution, protect your rights, and so forth. So, anyway, we're going to continue on with that thought. I have some other things to share with you here on this police and military program. We're here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues. Our HQ up here in the Rocky Mountains, and also our sister organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order. You can go to our website if you'd like and read all about what we're doing to try to reach and educate and awaken our brothers and sisters in uniform to their constitutional oath and who it is they're supposed to be protecting and serving. Let's open the phone lines up, though. I'd like to talk to some of you out there today if you'd like to call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in. I don't know about you, but aren't you tired of seeing the pictures of George W. Bush giving the devil sign? I mean, here's another one I'm looking at here. It's in a newspaper called The Convergence, and George W. Bush is looking his silly self. Now, I'm a Republican, but I'm so ashamed of having these Republican socialists and these globalists are the ones that Republicans are going to vote for again. But I get so tired of seeing him giving the devil sign, and he thinks it's so cute. This way he's kind of smirking and holding his fingers up, giving the devil sign. Of course, being an old skull and bones cultist, they like the devil. You know, and so I wondered if you noticed that. I've seen two pictures of him today giving the devil sign. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program in just a few minutes.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional two-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional two-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
SaveOnCommunications.com is a proven leader in online communications since 1995. If it's the lowest bill you're looking for, not just the lowest rate, SaveOnCommunications is the answer. They help businesses and residential customers shop the absolute best values in communication products and services available on the market today. Visit them online at www.SaveOnCommunications.com and start saving up to 70% today. Or call toll-free at 1-866-815-6343.
Well, folks, we're back, and you're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program. I want to say how thrilled our police and military association is, the thousands of us here that really, truly are honored to be on the Republic Broadcasting Network here. And we want to thank Brother Stat Miller and tell him how much we are pleased to be here. You know, we've spent 23 years going around the United States and other countries speaking to our police and military and trying to give them our constitutional publications and information and have them deal with the issues that are before the American people and our police and soldiers today with the onrush of a totalitarian, totally controlled society in America. And, of course, this means that the power will be in the hands of the police and soldiers, complete power. And praise the Lord, a lot of our police and soldiers are wise enough to see that this is the wrong direction for America to be going. And so we've never been busier here at our all-volunteer police and military association, and we're pleased to have more and more police and soldiers contacting us all the time, and my email is just over 200, or pretty much 200 or above each day. And I'm a retired cop and a former soldier from the Vietnam War era, and it's always wonderful to get the letters and the emails and phone calls from our brothers and sisters in uniform that are truly concerned about wanting to uphold their oath that they took to defend the people and the Constitution and all. And they're very deeply concerned by them being given more and more power over the people all the time. And so I want you to be of good cheer, folks. These men and women in uniform, I know that they're, and so do many of them, know they're brainwashed into doing things under these fancy little cliches like for the good of society or for the good of the majority. We have to do these things to the individual to protect the majority and all these things that we're taught as we're brainwashed and mentally manipulated in our academies and in our in-service training when they return you to the academy for more indoctrination about group thinking, where you guys don't think independently. You got to think as a group, you know, as a gang, in other words, you know. And if the gang wants to attack this person or that person, or if they want to do this, go along, get along, go along. And, of course, that's where I got in trouble with the Phoenix Police Department, the sixth largest department on the in the United States, 2,500 men and women under arms, as I began to see these things over 20 years ago, coming into the department and being forced into the brains of very fine people, men and women in uniform, who wanted to serve and protect the American people. That's what they took the job for. But they didn't realize they were slowly being manipulated into becoming the servants and protectors of the system from the people. And yesterday we were talking about how important it is when this totalitarian government is coming down around our ears here in America, this highly controlled, totally controlled society. And we've been told by some of our military officials, top military officials, like Tommy Franks and others, that after the next bombing, the next terrorist attack on America, the Constitution may very well be suspended and will be under military rule. And knowing the totalitarians in power today in the White House, and the one waiting in the wings to take over, a guy named Kerry, and their ungodly roots of these crime families, the Kerry crime family and the Bush crime family, it just scares the bejeepers out of this old cop for my children and grandchildren. I've got 9 grandchildren now, and 3 boys and 9 grandchildren, and I do not want them to grow up as slaves under the Kerry and Bush crime families or whoever else is in leadership. But if we don't awaken our private citizens and who will go forward and help us awaken and reach and open up the minds and hearts of our police and soldiers, my brothers and sisters out there in uniform, and get the right information into their heads to show them how they're being mentally manipulated and how the true heroes and good people of America are being listed as the enemies of the state. Yes, folks, I mean, if you love the Constitution, if you love God, you're being listed, I mean actually listed in the files of the government as an enemy of the state, as suspected terrorist. Well, McLam, how are you going to prove that? That's ridiculous. Absolutely insane, ridiculous. You're just blowing smoke now, because that's impossible. This wonderful Christian man called it's Bush, that's right. The Christians think he's Christ returned. But I shouldn't say that. I'm a Christian myself, but I'm so mad and so upset at the calls I get here where Christians scold me and say, you're being insensitive to a very Christian man, our president, and you should not be that way because, after all, he worships the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I know different than that. And many of us in law enforcement know that he's worshiping at the feet of gods that you and I don't worship at. I hope you don't. I'm sure if you're a listener to Republic Broadcasting Network, you probably don't worship the same God as George Bush does. Otherwise, you'd be around giving the devil sign all the time too, and smiling cute and smirking. Like if you go, you want to see a picture of him giving the devil sign? Passing this on to his friends that know exactly what he's doing, but of course the public doesn't know what he's doing because you probably don't even know how to give the devil sign as a code to your brothers in the satanic Skull and Bone Society and these satanic world government organizations that he's a part of and his daddy is and his family has been for decades and decades and decades. If you want to see a picture of the president flashing the devil sign and smirking that little smirk, evil smirk he does, here's how you do it. There's a publication called Convergence. C-O-N-V-E-R-G-E-N-C-E. And it's you put this in your search engine, okay? Convergence. It's an online publication. Just put Convergence and then a comma and put William Thomas. William Thomas is the one that puts out Convergence. And on the front page, there's an article here that says, Is Bush Nuts? The sequel by William Thomas. And there's a picture of Bush right on the front here giving the devil sign, but I saw another one today of him giving the devil sign. This is a code to those in these secret societies, these Luciferian secret societies, say, hey, we're in control, and there's nothing these dumb Americans can do about it. We're in control. The devil's in control, and we're here. We're his minions, and we've got it, man. And they flash these little devil signs at each other, and Cheney's done it. I've seen Cheney do it. And there's a website, by the way. And I'm wondering if any of you know where that website is, because we here at our police association have heard of a website now that shows the Bush administration, a whole bunch of the people giving the devil sign. And they put all their pictures on this one website, and I don't know what it is, but I keep hearing about it. And maybe you know. But there's a lot of these pictures, and I've seen two today, two different pictures of Bush giving the devil sign. And here's how you get to this website. It's www.willthomas, willthomas.net, / convergence is the name, convergence, /weekly. Well, that should do it. It should take you there. But if it doesn't, put in, is Bush nuts? Is Bush nuts? And you should get there. But anyway, that you'll see how to do the devil sign. And this is not an accident, folks. You can't do the devil sign by accident. You have to do it on purpose. And all these guys that are flashing the devil sign are sending a message, a secret message to those in their secret societies. And here's how you do it. If you can't go to the website, I'll tell you how to do it. Stick your hand up in the air as if you're about to wave to somebody, but don't move it. Stick your hand up in the air, straight up and down. Now take your two middle fingers and turn them down into your palm. Leave the other two fingers up. Now take your thumb and put it over the two middle fingers. And you push that out in front of you, and it shows the horns of the devil. That's the devil sign. And I know other people say it's others. Oh, no, that's not what that is. That's whatever. That's whatever sign. That's not the devil sign. But I'm telling you, these guys in the secret societies use them all the time. And the internationalists, these globalist crime families, use it all the time to let each other know we're in control, man. We're on a roll. And Satan is in and God is dead, you know. And so, anyway, go to that www.willthomas.net convergence website. You'll see what I'm talking about. And there's, you watch and you'll see Kerry. Kerry gives it too, by the way, because he's a skull and bone Satanist himself. And so Kerry's been, you know, we've seen Kerry giving it. And so just watch for it and you'll be amazed at how often you see it. But what I'm saying is, folks, is that our police officers and our soldiers are so valuable to us. I'm in the private sector now, too. I'm retired from law enforcement, and I'm not in the military anymore. These people in uniform are very important to the success of those of us that want to bring our nation back under God and the Constitution. And so we'll be right back with more of the program, and hopefully you'll be calling in We'll give out that number again for you to call in. Hope Jim in Austin is listening because we stood him up last night.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and our buddy Jim just called in from Austin. Jim, welcome back. Sorry we missed you last night.
Hey, you know what? I'm a first-time caller, so sorry to tell you that I'm not the same Jim from Austin from last
night.
Oh,
you're not?
Okay. No, I'm a new listener, but
okay,
hopefully
and you're
he'll
from,
get his chance.
You're from Austin, are you?
I imagine there's quite a few of us with a fine name like
gracious.
That in a big
city.
That's
amazing. That's amazing that we're asking for Jim to call in from Austin, and you call in. So welcome to the show there, Jim.
Well, hey, thanks. I just wanted to say, and I'm a new listener to your program, and I agree with what you're saying, and along the lines of the sign of the devil, I agree with that, but at the same time, I guess in the name of objectivity, being from Austin, it's also the sign that the University of Texas Longhorns use. So you might see a picture that could be taken out of context. Not to say that it is, but at the same time, guys like Paul Begala, who knows, you know, his background, but I do know that he's a graduate of UT, so if you were to see him with his hands up like that, he could be doing the sign, but he also could be signaling to his fellow Longhorns.
I see. So they actually use that sign in Texas as a sign of the Longhorn.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. The UT football, basketball, you know, all their sporting events, that's where you'll see the college students and the alumni holding their hands up like that, and that was my first. That's how I had first always come to see the sign. And then, of course, seeing these other things, you realize that it could mean something else. And
who's
to say that whoever started this at the University of Texas in the late 1800s wasn't an illuminated one.
Yeah, well, I know that Kerry gives it. We've seen Kerry giving it. He's a Skull and Bones man, and I don't know if he's into the Longhorns or not.
I doubt it.
But then other high officials in the Clinton campaign and in the first Bush campaign would use the sign.
You're right.
Of course, that, you know, Bush.
Bill Clinton
senior,
himself did.
Yeah, Bill Clinton did. And we've got, now there's so many people in the administration giving the devil sign up there. They've got a whole website set up to it. We've heard about it from several people, but nobody can lead us to it. So I put out a call for our listeners to let us know, because we'd like to get a list of all the people that we've seen so many over the last, say, 5 years giving that flash to certain or audiences and all. And I don't think they're all involved with the Longhorns. Maybe
I
so.
I think you're right on that.
Okay,
yeah, I just
well,
wanted people to know. So, you know, when they're looking
yeah.
around, they could someone could show you a stadium full of 80,000 fans doing the devil sign.
Yeah, they're not.
And they might just be misled, folks.
That's true. They might be Longhorn fans. Very good, Jim. Thanks for straightening us out on that.
Well, thanks for all your hard work. I appreciate
you, buddy. Yeah. And
bye-bye.
If you go, yes, thanks, Jim. And if we go to the books I have here, I have Kathy, what's her name? Dr. Kathy, oh, boy, let me walk over here and see if I can find it. Dr. Kathy Burns put out a book that is really a big help to us here at our law enforcement and military organization on all the different occultic signs. And the occultic sign book of Kathy Burns has the devil sign in it, and it's all explained. Here it is right here. Masonic and occult symbols. Fantastic book, folks. You should pick up one of these. Masonic and Occult Symbols Illustrated, including 728 illustrations by Dr. Kathy Burns. And here, right on the front of it, is the devil sign. And she explains what all these are. Now, I say you should pick up one of these books because there is so much that we're bringing into our home today that we're not even aware are occultic and demonic. And Christians are not supposed to have these things in your home, and your kids bring them in. And you can go by here and see some of the things the kids are wearing today. Of course, the kids don't know what all these things mean. The yin and the yang sign that your kids will be wearing if they take karate, you know, the martial arts, that's a satanic sign, a cultic sign, and there's just so much in this book, and I tell you how it benefited me one day. I'm Irish, and I wanted a piece of Irish jewelry to wear. Well, I get an Irish newspaper. I get a lot of publications and Irish magazine, and there was a beautiful ring in there with a logo in this ring, and I thought, man, that's a beautiful logo. And a beautiful ring. It's green stone. What do they call that green stone? Can't think of it right this minute. But it was a beautiful green stone in it. And I said, just for the heck of it, I'm going to go to Kathy Burns' book, and I'm going to look up that sign to be sure it's okay. Well, guess what, folks? I found that sign, and it's an evil, evil occultic sign that is designed into that ring that is made in Ireland. And so being a Christian, I didn't order that ring, but I could have been wearing that ring around, and those that would know who worship the devil or are Wicca members or who knows, the occult group members would say, well, Jack says he's a Christian, but look at the ring he's wearing. And so it's just not a good testimony to have in your home or on your person some of these items that have these designs in that we don't know what they mean. So if you, I want to have Dr. Kathy Burns on one day, and we'll get her on, and we'll give you, if you go on the web, of course, you can put in Dr. Kathy Burns, and that's C Burns, that's Kathy with a C, and put in the name of her book, Masonic and Occult Symbols Illustrated, and you'll probably pull up this book and how you can get a copy of it. I don't have an address right here with me. We'll be right back, and we'll go to James this time in Austin. So we'll see who James is here. Stand by, James. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time. By creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Hey, folks, we're back. This is that old cop, Jack McLam, on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm here representing thousands of our good police and soldiers out there that love God and the Constitution, and we work long hours here at our Volunteer Police and Military Association on sending out educational materials and also information to back up things that are going on and proving things that are going on in our country today, and I'm going to do that with you in just a minute here. But we first want to go to James in Austin and welcome James to the program.
Hi, Jack. How you doing?
Hi, James.
I'm not the Jim you're looking for. Sorry about that.
So there's still another Jim in Austin down there.
Sorry about that. I really enjoy your show. I've been listening to you about a year and a half. I'm so glad that John brought you in the RBN. I was going to call, and basically the other Jim said what I was going to say about the Bush, Hook'em Horn sign, but.
Oh.
One thing that people need, if somebody brings that up, which is a legitimate thing for people to say because he was here for a few years, but he didn't go to school at UT. He's a Yale alumni, and all those other people that are doing it, they're not UT people, so and it's a good, legitimate, just a response you're going to get from people, but just remember that he didn't go to school here, and he's, so. Another interesting thing, you mentioned the symbols.
Yes.
You reminded me of a book that I'm currently reading. Have you heard of Lou White?
I have not, no.
Okay, I heard him on Joyce and Dave's show about a year or so ago.
I see.
And he's got a book that's called Fossilized Customs. It's a small book, but it's packed with amazing amounts of pagan. It says, in fact, the cover says Fossilized Customs, the pagan sources of popular customs.
Yes.
And it's just amazing all the stuff that I would guess that, this is just a rough guess, 80 to 90% of what we perceive as normal things in life, and
yes,
what we see have pagan origins. It's just amazing what I mean, even the ring itself, you know, the wedding ring and
right,
and the ceremony, even that,
oh yeah,
has pagan origins. I mean, I'm
yeah,
wearing a wedding ring because I love my wife and that's what we do, but I mean, if people knew that, and that's, it's just, even things like that are, have pagan, it's amazing what's out there. But I just want to let you know that, and I appreciate talking to you, and I'm really happy you're on the show. It's really good to have you on.
Well, James, thank you. And also, brother, I want to thank you for being educated and learning and seeking information, because there are so many people around us today that won't do that. They won't do what you're doing. You're learning, you're sharing it with others like you have here today. And that's so important, because God told us to occupy this nation and its institutions until his return. And we've withdrawn, and there's few people around today that are willing to educate themselves to pass on the critical information you're sharing with us today. And so, James, I appreciate you, and keep studying and keep sharing information with us as you get it, okay?
I appreciate that, Jack.
All right,
you're
man,
a good man. Take care.
Lord bless you. Okay,
thanks.
You.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I mean, these books, folks, if we would just remember, there's an old guy one time that said, and I don't remember, it's been so many years ago, he says, those that will not read are no better off than those that cannot read. And my goodness, isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? I'm looking here through Kathy's book. It's got me going again here. It talks about jewelry, the origin of jewelry, women wearing jewelry, and sadly, I guess some of you women won't want to get this book, but it talks about makeup, where makeup started, and how that was a cult and not a good sign of women wearing makeup. So we wonder, and the women say, oh my goodness, I couldn't have lived back in the 1800s and before, when women refused to wear makeup because it wasn't Christian. Well, it's not Christian. And so people are saying, oh my gosh, is Officer McLam saying we should go and not go around without our makeup? Oh my goodness, I've grown up, folks, to where I like a gallon pretty makeup. I don't know, some ladies might look like me in the morning if they came out without their makeup on, and it might make some of us scream and run down the street. So yes, we get used to these things that are occultic and satanic, and we don't even know it. But of course, God will have some words with us later, because we're all going to stand before him and give an accounting of what we did and so forth. But education for me is daily. I mean, education, I read, try to read my 200 emails a day. I don't get it done. And I have 70 publications plus coming in here every month that we try, our police and soldiers try to read and go through. Most all of them are, as a matter of fact, none of them all are the establishment press publications. None of them, because that's a bunch of lies, and it just ruins your ability to think when you read all that garbage every day. I just found my ring here. Let me share this with you, folks. And by the way, the phone lines are open as we're talking about occultic symbols and things here. And the phone line to call in on the Officer Jack McLam program is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Well, this ring I was about to buy, this symbol is on the Holy Bible, the New King James Version of the Holy Bible. If you have a Holy Bible, a King James Version, you'll see this occultic sign on the front. And it is on the book, The Aquarian's Conspiracy, if you have, by Marilyn Ferguson. Very evil, evil book. And the witch's book, Ancient Occultism, Talismans, Amulets, and Charms, and so forth. It's on the front page of that. So how did it get on the King James Bible? this evil symbol. Well, it represents the number 666, this sign, and it's the number of the beast in Revelations. Well, whoever put that symbol on the New King James Bible may be laughing about it because they know the Christians don't know what it means. And they'll take that into their home, and they got it right on their New King James version of the Bible. And so, anyway, we should be aware of these things. Every parent should have one of these books so that you know that what your children are bringing into the home, too. Okay. Ah, I just found the devil's horns here, and we'll get into that in a few minutes. Okay, you had somebody in Pennsylvania. Was it John or who was it, Matt? Well, somebody in Joe. Joe in Pennsylvania, welcome to the program, brother. Are you there? Are you there, Joe?
I definitely am.
All right. Good, good.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Just doing fine.
Now, I was listening to your talk about Bush and the hook'em horns symbol.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, anyhow, to make a long story short, basically, George is a fraternity guy. He never grew up from that.
Uh-huh.
But the hook'em horns symbol is goes back to the origin of the school, symbolizing the cattle.
Symbolizing the cattle.
The cattle, you know, Texas cattle.
Okay.
It's as simple as that.
He was born in Michigan, right? Raised in Michigan, then moved down
well,
to Texas.
Well, he's the governor of Texas.
Okay. Okay. Well, okay, then how come Kerry and everybody else does it?
Well, you know what? I really haven't seen Kerry with the that type of symbol.
No.
But I'm always willing to look at that picture
okay.
if you have it.
Yeah, we see it quite often because we pay attention to it here at our Police and Military Association. So we're always having somebody come in, hey, did you see Cheney today give the devil a sign? And say yes or no. And so the whole administration are into this. I guess they're all Texans. And, you know,
or they haven't grown up and they're still in
they
a
haven't
fraternity.
Grown up. That's right.
Well, I enjoy your show. Thank you very
James,
much.
James, thanks so much, buddy, for bringing that to our attention.
Take care.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
We got a bunch of guys that love cattle, I guess, running around giving the devil sign. Here's what it says about the devil sign, okay? In my book here by Dr. Kathy, see if I've got the last page or the first page. Yes, here it is. Okay, the elements can be invoked with the individual gestures when approaching the four directions, a flat hand held parallel with the ground to invoke earth at the north, an uprised hand, fingers spread wide apart to invoke air at the east, then uprised fist to the south to invite fire, and the cupped hand to the west to invoke water. And this gives you the devil sign, okay? Gestures are also used in magic, these gestures. Each of the fingers relates to a specific planet as well as to an ancient deity. Since pointing is a magical art and is a part of many spells, the finger can be chosen by its symbolism. The thumb relates to Venus and the planet Earth, Jupiter, both of the planet and the god of Jupiter rules the forefinger. The middle finger is ruled by the god and planet of Saturn. The fourth finger, the sun and Apollo, and the little finger by the planet Mercury, as well as the god after which it is named. The devil's triad, it says here, is a recognition sign among Satanists and witches. And this is the devil sign, I'm looking at it right here, that Bush gives all the time. Now, he's probably a Longhorns fan and not involved in the Satanic Skull and Bone Society, as Kerry gives it too, but you know, that's just the way it is. But anyway, the devil's triad is a recognition sign among Satanists and witches. Remember that Satan, or Pan, is called the horn god. So the hand signal is formed so as to resemble horns. Many people in heavy rock music also use this sign. And, of course, a lot of them have testified that they served the devil and the devil gave them their music, if you remember, folks. We've heard that for years and years, testimony from some of these people. Even some within the so-called Christian rock world, there is no such thing as Christian rock, by the way, use this signal. Some of the groups use it are Gene Simmons from Kiss the Heart group, Cheap Tricks, Utopia, and so-called Christian rock group Petra. The Beatles were the first rock band to use the Devil's Triad on their record album cover. Another rocker who frequently uses a devil salute is Ronnie James Padovana, who calls himself Dio. I must be getting old. I don't know all these guys. Which is Latin for God. He admits that he knows about the occult and that sometimes led thousands in the altar calls to Satan at concerts, giving the devil sign. His album covers also features this devil sign. In addition, it is interesting to note his name on the cover. When his name is turned upside down, the word changes from Dio to devil. I'm looking at the cover of his album here. The Devil's Triad is a Sicilian sign of the devil used to cast spells and to ward off the evil eye, as well as a sign for hexing and charming, casting spells, which is explicitly forbidden by Deuteronomy 18:10-12. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or other observer of times, or enchanter, or as a witch, or a charmer, or a consultant with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. This sign is also used by the mafia for signaling death. Interesting. I didn't know that. It is also intriguing to note that the god Shiva, which is a synonym for Satan, Shiva, that's how you say it. Shiva is a synonym for Satan, according to the Satanic Bible, also is seen making the Devil's Triad in some pictures. One Mason, J.S. M. Ward, brags Shiva, who carries in his second right hand, the cable toe of death, is the Lord of Death and therefore the rebirth, reincarnation. It is particularly significant that he should be represented by making the sign he is, which is the devil sign. Okay, we've got Babs in Texas. Now, there's more here on the devil sign, and I'm telling you, folks, there's a whole website set up today of the administration people and others in the first Bush administration, the Clinton administration, all given this sign. And I don't think they're all Texan Longhorn fans, but maybe so. Okay, let's go to the phones. My dear, are you there?
I'm here.
Good.
You're calling Babs, right?
Right. This
okay.
is Babs. That's right, Babs.
I wanted to tell you, first of all, the Hook'em Horns sign is the thumb under the two middle fingers. I mean, not the Hook'em Horns sign, the devil sign is the thumb underneath those two middle fingers with the two end fingers sticking up like horns.
Yep.
The Hook'em Horns sign is the thumb on the outside of the two middle fingers with the two end fingers sticking up. They're two different signs.
I see.
And, if you believe in God, you got to believe in Satan. So
yeah.
We don't want people to be misinformed or to not really know what's happening.
Well, I'm all for that, my dear.
And I went to the University of Texas, and I'm very proud of that Hook'em Horn sign.
Okay, my dear. Well, we sure don't. Oh, just got my ears blown off here. Babs, thanks for that information. We certainly don't want to mislead people and make people that are given the Texas Longhorn sign make people think they're devil worshipers. So it's good to know that it's used in other places for good things, really. But anyway, we're dealing with it here as the Satan sign, you know. And like I say, folks, if you watch this administration and you watch the Kerry moves and his people, all we've seen so far is Kerry giving this sign, and I just can't imagine they're all Longhorn fans, you know, and have been for years and years, all these administration top people, when they flash this sign at each other. We have it in this book, and I found the address. I want to give you an address for Dr. Kathy Burns' very important book for every family to have. Now, we don't sell these books, but I think they're very important. And you can show people here the devil sign, okay? And by the way, the devil's triad and the devil's sign, folks, they have both in here. Now, Babs just called, and she says that the, let me see if I get this right, the Hook'em Horns of the Texas Longhorns, I think is the name of the team down there, is you hold your thumb over the two middle fingers, over it, so you could see the thumb being held over the two middle fingers as the two outer fingers stick up in the air. Now, that's the Hook'em Horn sign. I think Babs said that, and I believe she's correct. And then she said the devil sign is holding your finger, the two middle fingers, over top your thumb. Well, let me say to you, Babs, in this book on the occult, they have both in a picture shown, done both ways, and they're both the sign of the devil, just so you know. Now, of course, the Texan Longhorn fans are not worshiping the devil. We know that. So that's been made clear by Jim, James, and Bob, or Babs. So we appreciate those calls. Call in if you'd like, folks. We'll go on with the show after this message.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, and veterinarians are having with Silver 400. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP Research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions. 334-493-0420.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and my goodness gracious, the Texans like the Longhorns down there. Well, that's good. That's good. I don't follow the ball teams anymore. I used to as a young man, but working 14, 16 hours a day reading the news from around the world and letters from our police and soldiers. I miss it. I don't get to follow the ball teams anymore, but I hear the Texas Longhorns are a good team. And I learned tonight they have the Hook'em, the Horns Hook'em, or the Hook'em Horns, which is a hand signal. And Babs was nice enough to call in and tell us how it's performed. And I just want to tell you, Babs, that on page 226 in the section on occult hand signals, on chapter 14 of Dr. Kathy Burns' very thick and very well-documented book, Masonic and Occult Symbols Illustrated, on page 226, is the devil's horns done in the way that you told me the Texas Longhorns do the symbol? And then on the next page, 227, has the way you describe the devil's horns, holding the two middle fingers over the thumb. So obviously both of them in the occult are used. Use the way you do the Texas Longhorn salute or the hook'em horns and so forth. So it's good information for me, Babs and Jim and James, to know that in Austin and all other parts of Texas, they give this symbol as a part of their celebration of the Longhorns. And it's good for you guys out there in Texas that are listening in today to know that in the occultic handbooks, those are both signs of the occult and the devil. So I've learned something today, and I think you've learned something today. And I'll give out the address for Dr. Kathy Burns' book here, and then we'll go immediately to, it's Doug in Austin. We'll go to first, and then Nancy's hanging by too. So here's the address for this book by Dr. Kathy Burns. Just hundreds and hundreds, 728 illustrations of occultic signs, and it's a very fascinating book. Here's how you can get a copy of that book. Go to, you can probably go on the web too, put Dr. Kathy Burns' name in there, and go to her organization called Sharing. And that's S as in Sam, H-A-R-I-N-G, Sharing. And her address is 212 East 7th Street, Mount Carmel, Pennsylvania. The zip code is 17851. Once again, Sharing, 212 East 7th Street, Mount Carmel, Pennsylvania, 17851. Now, I've had Dr. Kathy Burns on my show before a number of years ago. What a sweet Christian lady she is, and she just, I think she works 24 hours a day assembling. She's written so many books on these things for all of us Christians out here to be able to look up and see what these things really mean. She's a tremendous researcher. So I hope you'll avail yourself of her wonderful writings and research into these things. Let's go right now to Doug in Austin. I'll bet you're a Longhorn fan, Doug.
No, I'm not, Jack.
Oh, you're not?
No, okay. I couldn't care less about the little idolatry we have,
okay.
All the worshiping the sports heroes and this, yep, and that and other. I could care less about
You sound like some of our cops and soldiers around here, brother.
Right. are you coming to our Freedom Fest in Kerrville?
Listen, we're... Oh, my goodness gracious. Hey, Doug, we're out of time. Son of a gun, once again, I've just been playing around here. Doug, I'm sorry. Call in tomorrow and we'll talk about it. Would you, buddy? I appreciate it. Nancy, sorry. Call in tomorrow. I'll be back here same time, same place. Lord bless all of you. Don't forget this old cop truly loves you, America. Good night.
Hey, Jack Flood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077, or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com, or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.